We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview.
I would hope people see the value of higher education.
EKU President Michael Benson.
And not just for the fact that, yes, our political environment is becoming more shrill, and people associate with labels campuses, and they say, well, all the faculty there are registered Democrats. Of course, I'm not going to send my child there, or vice versa. You know, that's not what this is about. This is about providing an opportunity for our young people, and I say young people, everybody, because as you know, students today are across a broad spectrum. Having as many chances to have access to education for as many people as possible.
Dr. Benson is writing a book about the origins of the modern American research university and all of the remarkable things that these institutions have provided us over the years.
Lasers, Columbia University. The algorithm for Google, Stanford. Magnetic resonance imaging, Columbia. Fetal monitoring, Yale. Gatorade, University of Florida. The nicotine patch, UCLA. Cumadin, University of Wisconsin. The origins of computers. A lot of people like to lay claim to that, so Iowa State, Penn, Michigan, Stanford. Methods of surveying public opinion, University of Chicago. That's just a very partial list.
And it can all be traced back to a man named Daniel Coit Gilman. You'll learn more about this visionary when we're joined by Dr. Benson. What do Kentuckians think about education and how it influences their well-being and future? We have a pair of perspectives. The Pritchard Committee's Bridget Blom-Ramsey on results of the group's recent statewide survey.
83% of voters surveyed are in favor of providing high-quality childcare to working families.
And politicians and pundits beware.
While we may hear from some that jobs in the economy are not likely to be an issue in the gubernatorial campaign, it seems that voters are saying the exact opposite, that this is critically important and they see the connection of education to jobs in the economy.
Also out there gathering feedback is Aaron Thompson, president of the Council on Post-Secondary Education. He's now on the second leg of a statewide listening tour.
So we found out we are actually not advertising the net cost, what it really costs to go to college. They're only seeing the sticker price, and that's scaring them. So there's a perception of affordability or lack of affordability as much as anything else.
And he's hearing a lot about classroom teachers.
We have to refocus our attention on building the teacher preparation programs that will get the best quality that we can get in front of the kids that we need to have ready for our future.
Plus, we introduce a new feature for Eastern Standard.
Who?
Who?
What?
What?
Where?
Where? When?
When?
Why?
Brief interviews with the organizers of events on the near horizon happening in the WEKU listening area. In this edition, the Tall Sound Music Festival.
It is T-A-H-L-S-O-U-N-D. It's a funny name, but it's a great festival.
Know how they came up with that name? You're going to find out. Organizer Chris Smith sits down with Undermain's Art Checkit with all the details. And we'll also hear from Ed Bryson about More Tales, the Wilmore Storytelling Festival.
Well, this festival really is focused on Appalachia. It's tales as if the old mountain folks sat around in rocking chairs on the porch and told stories long before there were TVs and radio.
It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m., here on WEKU and on your WEKU mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.